And shalom aleichem to everyone. It's a pleasure to be back. We won't go for 15 minutes, we'll just go for 2-3 minutes, just to go over some dinim of Sfir Sa'ime, which we're all holding in Sfir Sa'ime now. Whether you keep the first days or the second days, it's already here. So we have one halach about the spiders, about haircuts, which includes taking any haircuts, cutting hair on the head, shaving, here on other parts of the body. There are some exceptions to this. If the hair is bothering the person, it's in a place that's bothering the person, let's say a mustache or somewhere where it's bothering the person that's difficult to eat or in any other way, so then it'll be mutter to cut those hairs off. Sometimes trimming is also mutter. It's not called hair cutting if it's just cutting a few hairs here or there. But in general, the minhag is not to take haircuts and not to shave. There are those that are makel to shave for Shabbos. However, the general minhag in the yeshivas is not to shave for Shabbos. We'll discuss what this year. Lag BaOmer comes out on Sunday, right? Sunday, so there'll be a hetzer to already shave Friday. We'll discuss the pratim of that as we get closer to Lag BaOmer. The second halach we have over here is that what's brought down is not to do rikudim u'mechol, is not to dance. Dancing includes whether it's with two people, three people, or it's just one circle going around in a circle. During the days of Sfira. Included in dancing is also the minhag is not to listen to musical instruments, which is like a kal v'chaima. It's learned out. If one is not supposed to dance because it brings a happiness to them, and these are the days of Avelos, between the days of Pesach and Shavuos, is when the Talmidim of Kiva died, so we have minhagi Avelos. So surely one should not listen to musical instruments. And therefore the minhag also became by many people not to listen to music, even if it's recorded music. However, again, recorded music, the minhag is the asa, but if someone has a specific situation where he just needs it for background music to be able to get to do his exercise or to bring his spirit up, he's down, it'll just help him get to being regular, so then there'll be a terem also for listening to music. But to listen to music, which will give a person excitement, like a feeling like, oh, I would like to dance to this, that's usher. Therefore, the same thing is true with singing. Rav Moshe writes that even though singing bepeh with your mouth is mutter, but if one would, if this music will be ma'ir him to a simcha yisera, to a great simcha, then also it may be asa. So, speaking about a cappella music, the answer is that based on Rav Moshe, is that if it's being done to give the person an excitement, like sometimes it just gives you that feeling of like, I would like to dance to it, or it's giving me that extra excitement, so then a peer of Moshe, one should not listen to it. Otherwise, if it's just being listened to, to give you to lift your spirits up, to keep you going, or to as a background music, you're driving somewhere and you need that to keep you awake, or to help you get through the exercise, or whatever you're doing, so then it will be mutter. Listening to a tape of Chazonis, I guess it depends on you if it gives you excitement or not. So that's the third thing. Then we have also the halacha of Shechyonu, which is that it's mutter. People confuse Sfira with the 9 days. During the 3 weeks or the 9 days, then there's an issur to buy new things that you would make a Shechyonu on. However, during Sfira there is no halacha. There is no issur to buy new things which one would have to make Shechyonu on. There's no issur. The Lashon, the Mishmur uses a very interesting Lashon. The Mishmur says, "Im nizdamin lo eize inyan shetzarech levarach lov Shechyonu yivarach." Im nizdamin means if it comes to you, which implies a little that maybe you shouldn't go out to look for things that you'll have to make a Shechyonu on. But once you have it already, you can make the bracha. However, most places can hold that that there is no iser during these days to buy or to make shachianu on new things during these days. And going on trips, going to amusement parks for where there's extra excitement already. Also, the later place can bring down that it'd be better not to do it during these days. Everyone should have a good and wonderful Shabbos.